CM Neo. Welcome to cmneo.podomatic.com. Twelve tips to help you hang in there and finish your novel. This was first published as a guest blog on Work in Progress and the Writer Center's blog, First Person Plural. On May 5, 2009, my novel, The Last Prince of the Mexican Empire, was published by Unbridled Books. This is not a go to the cabin by the lake and just churn it out kind of novel. No. It is a nearly 500-page historical epic based on extensive original research, every line of prose polished to shine like the lighthouse in Alexandria, with more characters than you could pack into a Starbucks, and a plot that could only be described as labyrinthically arabesque. Is it any good? You be the judge. What I know for sure is that over the more than 7 years it took me to write it, I hung in there. I never gave up. And I finished. And then I sold it. How did I do it? Herewith, 12 tips. Number 1. Before you begin, state your intentions. It's important to write them down, stating them specifically and in present tense. For example, I write a novel that... You fill in the blanks. I don't mean write down what your novel is about. You might have to fiddle around for a few hundred pages before you figure that out. But ask yourself, do you want to write a novel that places you among the immortal literary stars? Or achieve a modest success that might help you get a teaching job? Or do you just want to check publish book off your to-do list? And how much time and effort are you willing to put into the enterprise of finding a publisher? It might be lickety-split easy to find one, or it might take a few years, a bundle of postage, and a mountain of paperwork, not to mention heartbreak. Whatever your path may be, it will be more difficult if you have not clearly identified and acknowledged your intentions. Number 2. Be here now. If you are regretting the past, I should have started sooner, or worrying about the future, will they laugh at me? You are not writing. And if you are waxing nostalgic about the past, how wonderful that they liked my short story, or daydreaming about the future, my agent will sell it to the movies for $1 million. You are not writing. The only time you have to write is now. Number 3. Treat yourself kindly. If you do, your artist self will show up more frequently and play more freely. If you bully and criticize yourself, you can be sure you'll end up blocked. Number 4. Keep a pen and something to write on with you at all times. When you're out and about, driving, at the dentist's, walking the dog, you just might capture the perfect fragment of dialogue or hear the opening line of the next chapter in your head. I don't recommend those lovely bound quote-unquote writer's journals, because they are too big to carry around easily. I use Moleskines, index cards, and sometimes even a small pack of Post-its. Whatever works for you, but the point is, keep a pen and something to write on with you at all times. Number 5. When you are writing, always keep your pen resting lightly on the page. If you're at the computer, keep your fingers resting lightly on the keyboard. If you sit back in your chair and lift your hand to your chin, as so many people do, you're not really thinking. Your body is signaling to your writing self that, no, I'm not ready. This can contribute to a bad case of block. It's such a simple thing to always keep your pen on the page or your fingertips on the keyboards, yet it is very effective. Number 6. Music helps. I find that drifty, new agey music in a minor key works best for bringing on the muses. There's a large literature about music and creativity. I offer some blog posts with links for more information on this subject on my blog, Madame Mayo. Number 7. Mise en place. Mise en place is a term chefs use that means, more or less, everything in its place. Briefly, start clean, then assemble utensils and equipment, then assemble all ingredients, then wash, cut, chop, then cook. Doing things out of order makes the whole process take longer. The product often come out mediocre or ruined, and can cause needless stress for the cook and the diners. This explains why many of the most productive writers write in coffee shops, and the rest of them do a lot of housekeeping, no? It's not the easiest thing to write a novel when your desk is cluttered with phone bills and stacks of unanswered letters. The dog needs to be walked in 5 minutes, and by the way, you've left the phone on and your Facebook page tab open. There are people who can work amongst piles and general chaos, but I am not one of them, and I cannot recommend it. On my blog, Madame Mayo, you'll find a post, 10 Tools for Organizing the Novel in Progress, which follows these lines. Number 8. Learn from other novels. The novels you have already read and love can be your best teachers. But don't read them passively for entertainment. Neither should you read as an English major might, ferreting out so-called interpretations. Read them as a craftsperson. How does Chekhov handle dialogue? How does Austen handle transitions? How does Hemingway describe food and clothing? Any question you have about your writing conundrums is probably answered right there in the books you already have on your shelf. And continue to read, and read actively with a notebook and pen. Number 9. Learn from books on creativity. Why reinvent the wheel? Whatever your problem, block, confusion, utter despair, you can be sure another writer or artist has wrestled with it and has something helpful to say about it in a book. The cost of a book is lentils compared to that of needlessly painful experiences. You'll find my list of recommended books on my workshop page on my website, cmmayo.com. Number 10. Get feedback on your writing from a writer's group, a writing teacher, a freelance editor, workshop participants. You'll find my 10 tips to get the most out of your writing workshop on my workshop page, also at cmmayo.com. For some years, I was in a writing group with novelist Leslie Petrick. Read her blog, Work in Progress, for what she has to say about writing groups. Number 11. Get to know other writers. This is how I found my writer's group. Thanks, Richard Peabody. My publisher. Thanks, Nancy Zafras. And my agent. Thanks, Dawn Morano. Network with a spirit of generosity. You never know who will help you, and you might be more helpful to someone else than you realize. So go to readings. They are almost all free. Take workshops, attend conferences, and stay in touch. And my last tip, number 12, consistent, resilient action. Again, why reinvent the wheel? Writers are not the only ones who grapple with their emotions in the face of rejection, failure, criticism, and indifference. There is a large literature on sports psychology. The book I recommend most highly is The Mental Edge by Kenneth Baum. Consistent Resilient Action, CRA, is what sports champions do. Drop the ball? Well, pick it up. So, your first draft of your novel is crap? Write a new one. An agent rejected you? Send your manuscript to the next one. Take a workshop. Get feedback. Reread Proust. Go write a poem. And so on. In response to anything negative, instead of wasting your energy in anger, it is crucial to take a positive step, however small, and immediately. I wish you all the best in writing and selling your novel. You'll find many more resources for writers on my workshop page at cmmayo.com. Thanks for listening. Listen to more of my podcasts at cmmayo.podomatic.com. For more about the last prince of the Mexican Empire, as well as my other books, articles, translations, writing workshops, and more, I invite you to visit my website, www.cmmayo.com.